Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Oh, fellow foodies, welcome to the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 right here on AM 790 KNST. And whether you're listening to us now in the car or at home on AM 790, we're so glad you're here. Whether you're listening to us live on our website on themenulive.com, perhaps you're one of the millions that streams worldwide on the iHeart Radio Network, we are so glad you're here. We are broadcasting live, you know, every day or every Saturday we end up broadcasting live from a different restaurant or one of our great bars or lounges in this community, but you know, we have to come back to the mothership every so often just to check in on Cindy to make sure that she's you know, cared for and fed and libated. So we're broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KNST AM 790 on the gorgeous Clear Channel Media and Entertainment Compound on Oracle and Fort Lowell. So but you'll be able to smell the food and the cocktails, though, I assure you. Anyway, speaking of food and cocktails, I'm thinking about who's going to be our celebrity co-host this week. And when you scan the landscape of those that actually contribute in a meaningful and authentic way to a great time over a great meal and a great time over a great cocktail, all roads seem to lead to the public affairs coordinator for AAA Arizona and the former food critic for the Arizona Daily Star, Valerie Vineyard, is back.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Val. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I just, I'm still eating out every meal, even though I'm not a food critic anymore, but my joke is I still have maintained the food critic body.
Now, the last time you were on the show, I don't remember the date, but do you remember the last time you actually cooked a meal in your own residence?
I'm really proud if I do it once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not bad. That's not bad. So 29 days out on the road, one day in the house to just sort of recover. Is that how it works?
Yeah, my boyfriend's actually studying to be a chef at Pima. So he actually cooks a little more than I.
Okay, so a lot of research. Now, as a former food critic, you know, once a critic, always a critic. No, I would be scared to death if I were your boyfriend.
Well, he used to be, but he just recently won. There was a wine festival a few weeks ago at Keith Joshua Vineyards. He won the chili cook-off, People's Choice.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. He was against pros.
So are you going to disclose some of the secret behind the success there? Or?
Well, he just tweaked a recipe he found, and I had my doubts, but it was amazing. I don't even like chili, and it was amazing.
Now, how come you're not bringing any samples? This is a food show, Valerie Vineyard.
Well, maybe next week.
You know, we're going to be, this is a great show that we got here. You know, we've got coming up in a few minutes, we've got the newly crowned, you know, his life hasn't been the same since, the newly crowned, mixologist of the year who performed in a big and bold way last weekend at the Hotel Congress. The mixologist from the Hotel Congress, Cameron Fisher, is here. He's going to be talking about that one cocktail that seemed to attract all the votes right there on the plaza of the Hotel Congress. In fact, he's brought in a little bit for us to sample, Val Vineyard.
I cannot wait.
We're going to taste what success is supposed to taste like. Going to get to know Cameron a little bit better. And then we're going to be bringing in one of the great guys in this community who, you know, I followed his career and, you know, wherever he leads me, I'm going to go. Chef Brandon Cathy from the Flying V Bar and Grill up at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. He's going to be joining us here in a little bit, talking about what's going on for Mother's Day. There's a beer dinner coming up there, and I love that menu with the Flying V, that patio. The views are, I think, unbeatable.
Right.
So this is a great show, and I also want to remind all of our fellow foodie listeners that Brandon Cathy and his charity is going to be able to is going to be providing a gift card for one of our listeners to be a guest of his at the Flying V if they're the first person to call in with the right answer to the trivia question. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But anyway, back to Val Vineyard. You know, you're, like I said, you know, you're on the road 29 days out of each month, sampling some great cocktails and enjoying some great meals. Where has your palate been leading you these days?
Well, you know, I always make it a plan to try every possible new restaurant as soon as possible,
yep,
just to make sure, you know, I'm not missing out. But I've lately been going like kind of old school. I don't want us to forget the important restaurants that have been around for decades.
Right.
Like today at lunch, I just ate at Cafe Poca Cosa, 110 East Pennington.
There it is. Yeah.
And I still remember their number by heart, even though.
You're funny that way.
Yeah, I am. Funny in a weird way. And tonight, I'm eating dinner at Cafe a la Carte, which actually, Cafe a la Carte is across from the Art Museum downtown.
Right.
It's been open for more than a decade. But they only started offering dinner on Thursday, Friday, Saturdays for like the past year or so. So a lot of people don't even know about it, and it's amazing food. You know, and it's really well priced.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you brought that up, because in this whole sort of, you know, renaissance of the downtown area, you know, I think 9 out of every 10 new restaurants that have opened up in the last, 6 months to a year have all found a new home right there in downtown. And, you know, sometimes in the whole flurry of excitement over the new restaurants, which of course we love, you know, sometimes we might forget about some of those iconic restaurants. Cafe Pococosa, always at the top of everybody's list.
Right, right. And also, last week I ate at Cafe Milano, which has been around also, I think, 14 or 15 years. It did just undergo an ownership change. The guys that own it now still are from Italy. They're legit. And it was still just as delicious.
Now, when you go to Cafe Pococosa, I always put myself in the chef's hands.
Yes.
And I always do the plateau. Mm-hmm. Do you narrowly define your experience with one of the menu items? Or you do say, chef, I'm yours?
Pretty much, chef. I was in a chocolate mole phase for a really long time, but now, and actually one of the plato, the three entrees I had at lunch today did have the mole, but normally, you know, I just let the chef decide.
And our friends that might not have been to a Cafe Pococosa, so they have a chalkboard menu that changes probably about 9 times a night.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there's a number of items on the menu, but you can get, a sample of 3 of the items called the plato, and it'll come, but you don't get to choose which of the 3. It just sort of comes randomly, and every time I order that, it's almost like a bullseye. They know exactly what I want.
Right, and the thing is, if there's, say, 3 of you at the table, if you get 3 platos, there's going to be 9 different things.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah. Exactly.
What about cocktails? I mean, what are you thinking? We're going to be talking to Cameron Fisher now in a few minutes about the cocktail that earned so much attention and intrigue. What's satisfying your palate on the libation front these days?
With the last name of Vineyard, I am basically a wine girl. But I love a well-crafted cocktail, and that includes a well-crafted margarita.
Oh, beautiful. I love a well-crafted margarita. You know, Hotel Congress is a great place to go for a margarita, too.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So what's going on with AAA? We got another couple minutes before we have to go to a commercial break.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, AAA Arizona, always on the forefront of keeping people safe and, you know, on the streets and really doing some fun things in the community, too.
Yeah, but the cool thing is we're doing something called Taste of Diamonds, and we've done it 3 times in Phoenix so far, and we're bringing it to Tucson for the first time, where people, if they pay ahead, they're going to get to go to 3 of our diamond-rated restaurants. We're going to be taking a shuttle. And I believe it's about 4, I'm not sure exactly how much. There'll be 40 people, though, taking the shuttle, and we'll go to 3 different resorts, eat 3 different types of foods from each resort. It's going to be really fun.
In one night?
Yeah, on a Sunday in September.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so is there room? I only take up one seat. That's all I take up. You're talking about a shuttle that will take you to 3 of the, or some sort of chauffeured transportation to leave the driving to someone else. You know, and if someone's going to be driving my car, I want it to be AAA. They're going to shuttle you around to
exactly.
3 of these world-class destinations and have a little sample at each?
There's going to be probably a couple different dishes at each place. You know, one will be dessert, one will be appetizers, all sorts of things like that. It's all going to be delicious, though, and one of the resorts is going to offer a special room rate if you want to spend the night.
Oh, hopefully that will be the resort, the third resort on the night. I mean,
the shuttle, it's a round trip, so you start and end at the same place.
Starting and ending at the same place is a pretty good place. So this is called the Taste of Diamonds?
Taste of Diamonds, because we rate our resorts and our restaurants by diamonds.
That's right. So, you know, any restaurant that is participating in this is bound to be, you know, at the
delicious.
Top of anyone's list, bound to be delicious. And you heard those from the lips of Valerie Vineyard herself, the public affairs coordinator for AAA Arizona and the former food critic critic of her husband's chili, the Arizona Daily Star. Anyway, Valerie, you're always a pleasure having you here. We're going to have a lot of fun this hour.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the man himself, who is now crowned the guy who made the best tequila cocktail in Southern Arizona. He's going to be talking about the secrets behind his success, and you don't want to miss that. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Howe here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here on the glorious compounds and grounds of Clear Channel Media and Entertainment. We're broadcasting live from the studio this Saturday. About once every month or two, we like to come back and just check in on the place, make sure all the, you know, the pets are fed and, you know, water is put under the door and everything. Anyway, Cindy here, we're rocking the board like she does most Saturdays. Always a pleasure having her here and seeing her here. And I'm here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the public affairs coordinator for AAA Arizona, Val Vineyard, rocking the studio today with me, having a good time.
Yes, indeed.
Is that a margarita in your
No, but I wish
your
it was.
Thermos? Because you talked about a well-crafted margarita.
I know, but I don't know how to make them clear yet.
Well, maybe our next guest has a couple of tips, tools, and techniques to share. Anyway, we talked a little bit before the commercial break about the 6th annual Agave Fest at the Hotel Congress last weekend. I was had the personal privilege to MC that event like I have over the last several years, and it was a pleasure indeed, a distinct pleasure, to crown this year's champion, the guy who knows his way around a bottle of agave, the winning tequila master mixologist from the Hotel Congress, Cameron Fisher, is here. What's going on, Cameron?
Another beautiful day in paradise. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Isn't it, though? Okay, so beautiful paradise and tequila. You know, oftentimes those
synonymous.
Are words that just go in the same sentence. Cameron, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I mean, we're going to be talking to you a little bit about this cocktail. And, you know, there's a little rumor on the street that you actually brought in the makings for one of those cocktails. We're going to be watching you assemble in real time the cocktail that earned the most votes at this Agave Fest. But before we do that, Cameron Fisher, let's talk about, I mean, it's not every day that you just sort of get out of bed one day and say, hey, I think I want to be, now when I was tending bar 25 years ago at the world famous Bum Steer at 1910 North Stone, where there's never ever a cover charge, certainly not a cover charge now because there's a darn fence around the place, but when I was making drinks, I was called a bartender. You guys are called mixologists now, so how in the world did you get into this business?
It was a long road, and I never thought I would end up where I am. I'm a jack of all trades, I'm an EMT, I have my real estate license, I do a little bit of everything. Bartending, I kind of fell into. I came to the best hotel and bar in the city.
Wow.
And I was very blessed to have top guys to teach me the ropes to bring me up to the top.
Okay, so you're a mixologist and an EMT.
Yeah, registered EMT.
I mean, that's like a turnkey solution for for anybody,
yep,
right?
Yep. And I can sell you a house.
Now, all right, so, you know, while we're there, I mean, let's just go ahead and let everybody know, you know, because there's probably never been a better time to buy a house than there is now, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
rates
are great. The inventory is great. So how can people get a hold of you if they think this is the right time to buy a house?
Well, my name's Cameron Fisher. I also am a real estate agent with Keller Williams, Arizona.
Right on.
So you can always find me. I'm at the River Office, or you can come into Hotel Congress and come find me.
And, you know, you might make them a drink.
And we can talk about some real estate or some cocktails. It doesn't matter to me.
There's got to be like a theme there, Val, you know?
Well, I mean, the only reason I bought my house is because I'd had too many cocktails.
I won't let you do that.
I mean, you know, we call it Liquor and Listings.
Yeah.
Liquor and Listings with Cameron Fisher every Sunday. Anyway, so when can people find you behind the bar over there at the Hotel Congress?
Hotel Congress right now, I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, usually from 8 to close. It's usually busy, but if you get in early, I can whip any cocktail that you could ever want.
Whip up any cocktail.
You can play bartender roulette with me. Come in, pick a spirit, and I'll ask you a couple questions, and I'll tailor something perfect for
okay,
you.
Val, let's do, I mean, look, he threw it down.
I'm a gin girl.
Okay, gin?
Well, the weather's hot. You like something citrusy, light? What do you like?
Sure, or spicy.
Spicy. Well, ginger's always wonderful in gin.
Uh-huh.
If you want to do a great gin cocktail, a little bit of Tanqueray, some fresh lime juice, and ginger syrup you can purchase anywhere around town.
All right. That sounds difficult. I'll let you do it.
Oh, yeah,
for me.
Come in. That's
all right. All right.
Okay. This was not planned. I've got goosebumps. This was not planned. There is no script. You spontaneously said gin. What ensued was this conversation about possibilities. Do you like things spicy? Do you like things sweet? Talking about ginger. I want the cocktail that you just talked about,
yeah,
for crying out
come
loud.
Come on. You know where to find
Jeez.
Me. You know where to find me.
Okay. So Cameron Fisher, is there a name for this libation that you just produced on the spot?
The Vineyard.
The Vineyard.
Oh,
I mean,
nice.
Of course. So, you know, in the world of mixology, like I said, it used to be called bartending. Now mixology has become almost, you know, the same kind of style as a chef would approach a dish, a meal, where it really is about thought and intention. Looking back, I mean, whose shoulders are you standing on these days? When you're thinking about some of the great mixologists in this community, of which there are many, we're going to be talking about a couple of them after the break, but are there those in the community that you really have saluted over the years as kind of, you know, trailblazers in this business?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Aaron DeFeo is probably the best mixologist in the city.
Oh, wow.
And to be
Aaron
him,
listens to this show, Cameron.
Yes, I know. He trained me at the very, very beginning. Also, Dave Clark at Hotel Congress has taught me a vast amount of my elementary bartending education. And finally, Keith Kaywood, my current partner in crime.
Right on.
He has brought me up to the level that I am.
Now,
without those three, I would be a bartender.
And how proud, great way to say it. Now, how proud would someone like Dave Clark and Aaron DeFeo be of you? Because those were two of your competitors in Agave Fest. What was that like, walking away with the trophy and leaving those guys in the dust?
You know, they gave me a hug, patted me on the back, but I knew walking away that there was a had a little bit of anger, a little animosity.
Anyway, I do, you know, Aaron DeFeo, we're big fans of Aaron's. He's been a guest on the show a number of times. I should give a shout out to Dave, though. He did something that really rocked my world there at the Hotel Congress. He created a simple syrup with cashews.
Unbelievable.
A cashew simple syrup. It was a gorgeous cocktail. Just gorgeous. All right. Well, we're going to be talking about gorgeous cocktails here in the next segment right after the break, because you're going to be doing some shaking here right in the studio. And we're going to watch excellence unfold as you put before us the cocktail that earned the most votes at the 6th annual Agave Fest. And we're going to be looking forward to tasting that and talking about how you actually prepared for this life-changing moment and how your life has changed since last weekend.
All right.
Can't wait to do that. Anyway, you're listening to AM 790 KNST. It's On the Menu live with Matt Russell. Stick around. We're going to be right back on the break.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the KNST studios, AM 790. We are so happy that you are here with us. Thanks for, so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock. And as Cameron Fisher is putting together cocktails for us as we speak, I want to remind all of you that you need to be following us on Twitter. You need to be liking us on Facebook. You need to be checking out what kind of great images we think are share-worthy on Instagram. You can do that everywhere. And On the Menu Live. So we're On the Menu Live on Facebook, On the Menu Live on Twitter, On the Menu Live on Instagram. I don't do Pinterest or Google Plus or any of that, Val Vineyard. Are you into the whole Pinterest thing?
And no. I'm a Luddite, kind of. I'm technologically inept.
Well, you know, there's just so many to keep track of. So I've got the core base of the social media channel.
At least you're not on MySpace.
Yes. So, you know, this is real-time live radio, and you can actually hear Cameron Fisher from the Hotel Congress shaking up some great cocktails for us to enjoy. Now, if you got our weekly newsletter, you would know that Cameron Fisher from the Hotel Congress and Brandon Cathy from the Flying V Bar and Grill and Valerie Vineyard from AAA Arizona, you would know that they were going to be on today's show because you got our newsletter. If you do not get our newsletter that comes out every Wednesday, you should, because you can find out who's going to be on our show, what restaurants are going to be giving away free gift certificates, and we always have a special secret or two up our sleeves, but only for those who subscribe to our free newsletter, and we do not share our email addresses or our list with other people. The only person that touches that list is yours truly, and I keep it very confidential, so I want to assure you. Go to our website, onthemenulive.com, and sign up to receive our weekly newsletter. So here he is once again, the man behind the world's best tequila cocktail, so crowned at the 6th annual Agave Fest last Friday, right here in Tucson. Cameron Fisher making up some drinks here.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
So you've already begun to put some things together. Before we talk about the name of the cocktail and a little story behind it, what have you done during the commercial break?
Well, what do you mean?
In terms of what are some of the ingredients behind the cocktail that you put together?
Well, here is my cocktail's based off of a Gin Collins, which is traditionally like a gin and lemonade most people think of. Of course, we had to use agave, so I kicked out the gin and I used tequila. And then I made a strawberry and basil shrub. A shrub's like an acidic fruit, like drinking vinegar. So what I did is I macerated some strawberries, muddled some basil into
that. Love it when you macerate.
Oh.
I do. I mean,
I like to watch.
The last 2 days.
I mean, no one macerates in this community like Cameron Fisher does. Anyway, I'm sorry. You can't just say that and just expect me to move on, for crying out loud. I mean, you're a master macerator.
Macerating for 48 hours straight.
Oh, my goodness.
Some kind of record.
Seek immediate medical attention, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so we've got a tequila Collins with a strawberry basil shrub sourced from some macerated strawberries. Now, you've got a name for this cocktail, sir?
Yeah, the name came up just the morning of, and it's called Mañana Roja.
Oh, I like
which
that.
Which means red morning. Because
Mañana Roja.
I was the morning of. I could not. I struggle with names. My creativity comes out in the drinks, not the name.
Okay, so
kind of just came together.
Okay, it came together, and it's a gorgeous cocktail. I mean, right away, the color is beautiful, you know, right behind the name. It looks to be, I haven't tasted it yet, but it looks to be kind of a refreshing, it sounds like a refreshing kind of warm weather cocktail. So, you know, as we say, Cindy, where's your cocktail? Does Cindy have a? All right, salute. Congratulations, Cameron Fisher.
Thank you.
This year's Agave Fest Mixologist Master of the Year. We're going to try to sample some of this now. Oh, yeah.
This is the best Saturday this year so far.
And you know what? And she, those are big words from Val Vineyard. I mean,
there's a lot of Saturdays.
There's a lot of Saturdays.
Well, and there's been a lot of cocktails.
I love the what happens in my mouth with the strawberries and the shrub. I can't really do it justice by putting it into words. Shrub, people think vinegar in a cocktail, but they've been making shrubs for thousands of years here.
Yeah, absolutely. The tradition, like the one that Americans are used to, came about in the 17th century in England. The actual word shrub comes from an old Arabic word meaning sharab, to drink. So a lot of times back then, they would preserve fruits that were out of season with, instead of citrus, vinegar. And so they'd sweeten up the vinegar with some sugar or honey, and then you'd have a drinking vinegar, which is a shrub.
I love a vinegar that you can drink. And, you know, I want to put it out of your minds, of folks that are listening. You know, don't be afraid of the vinegar. When you think of putting vinegar in a cocktail, this is something that's really extraordinary. So it helps to balance the sweetness of those strawberries, really to kind of bring it out. Mm-hmm. And the balance of this cocktail is just beautiful. Now, how in the world did you come to this particular recipe for this? What did we call it? The
Mañana Roja.
Mañana Roja.
This is my third Agave Fest. I came close, but no cigar for the last two. So this one, I really had to make sure I knocked it out of the park.
And wow.
So I knew it was a fan. Like it was based off of public opinion, so I had to cater to everybody. So strawberries, pretty much everyone likes. I knew that was going to be my starting grounds from then on. I've been playing around with tons of different herbs, thyme, sage, basil, mint, all that. And I wanted to do something that really stood out and wasn't something that you normally saw. So basil came to mind. It worked really well with the strawberries. A little bit of red wine vinegar just confuses the palate. I just really wanted to make sure someone had to keep drinking it to figure out the drink, because there's a lot of levels to it.
Well, you know, Val Vineyard's palate is rarely confused. So the fact that you've confused her palate today,
yes.
I love the way you put the work into words, Cameron. It's just, there's a poetry.
Befuddle the palate.
Right. So when you're thinking about going up against people like Aaron DeFeo and Dave Clark and, you know, all of these great mixologists across the community, is there like a psychological preparation that you go through? Are there some meditations that you do before it becomes game time?
Oh, yeah. I have my music I listen to before I go to work or do anything. That always gets me mentally there. And the week prior to the whole event, Dave Clark and I had been kind of collaborating, trying each other's stuff out. And every time I tried his, I was just getting more and more worried.
You thought that was going to be it?
Oh, my goodness. He had one heck of a cocktail. And then I get to the event, and everybody's cocktail could have won.
They were some great cocktails.
Yeah, the level of talent in Tucson is through the roof.
It's tough for the MC to sort of remain, you know, managed through the course of the evening, because I'm the last one to leave.
Yeah.
I have to crown the winner. No one goes home, you know, after I do. I would imagine, Cameron, that people can come down to the Hotel Congress now and actually ask for the Mañana Roja. Is that on the menu?
I'm working on my bosses for it right now. The shrub takes a couple days to make, but we're working in the logistics of making enough to keep the hotel going for a summer at least.
Right. Well, we'll do our part in contributing to the success of the Hotel Congress now, as we ask a lot of our mixologists here in the community. Many of them have their idea for what they believe to be the perfect cocktail. When you think about the landscape of cocktails, is there one cocktail that Cameron Fisher believes is the perfect cocktail?
That's really hard to answer. My perfect cocktail would be the old fashioned.
The old fashioned.
I love it. I can't get away from it.
Yes.
Even variations, tequila, old fashions. You can get away from the whiskey. I think the old fashioned is.
You bring it back home, man.
Yep.
Do you muddle?
I don't muddle.
He masturbates, but he doesn't muddle.
I know. It's
weird. Don't understand.
It's a philosophical difference. some bartenders have. I like no fruit or anything.
Well, now you're an award-winning macerator. We don't want you to stop doing what you do best, Cameron Fisher. But anyway, Cameron Fisher from the Hotel Congress, congratulations. We're so proud of you, and we can't wait to have all of our listeners go down there and have you make them a cocktail. It's going to be great.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
We're going to take a quick commercial news break and thank a couple more sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be flying all of our listeners over to the beautiful grounds of Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, because Chef Brandon Cathy is in the house from the Flying V Bar and Grill. And trust me, you don't want to miss one word that comes out of Brandon Gathy's mouth. You're listening to On the Menu live on KNST. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the KNST studios here on Oracle in Fort Lowell, having a great time with my celebrity co-host, the public affairs coordinator for AAA Arizona, Val Vineyard.
Yeah, I'm feeling especially good because I've just had margarita.
You know, when Cameron
an award-winning margarita.
This is serious.
It's not often you can say that.
You got real agave, 100% blue weber agave. You've got a strawberry basil shrub on the rocks, just hanging out by the pool. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go down to Hotel Congress. Go say to my good friend Cameron Fisher, say hey to him, and have him make you a Mañana Roja, the newly crowned best tequila cocktail in all of Southern Arizona. And he did it last Friday at the Hotel Congress, and this is just, worthy of a ding. You know, so few things are these days, and I want to call it out where it is. Anyway, we're going to take you live from the Hotel Congress across the city, up to the north, landing at the destination for excellence, for rest, for relaxation, for culinary excellence, for all of the things that we just love packaged up onto one beautiful on the grounds of a resort, the Los Ventana Canyon Resort. I'm selfish, you know, because I live a mile from there, so I'm a regular fixture up at Los. But when the weather is perfect and everything is just harmonized in a beautiful way, you just love to sit out there on that patio, the gorgeous deck of the Flying V Bar and Grill. And here's a guy in the studio with us now who gets to do that every single day, for crying out loud. I'm so jealous, Chef Brandon Cathy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Matt.
I mean, what is it like to drive up to, and I don't know where you live, but I mean, you drive up Kolb and you pass sunrise and you keep going up and you wind around and you come across this, the grand portico of Lowe's and you work your way. What is that like? That's going to work for you every day.
Yeah, it's really like paradise every day. I get to go and see the amazing mountains every day, so it's pretty awesome.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, pretty awesome are two words that would sort of help define the Flying V Bar and Grill to me. I mean, I love, Rocksaw, the whole team over there. You guys really have it going on. Now, how long have you been a chef there? You're relatively new in the joint, aren't you?
Yeah, about 2 years.
So 2 years. So where were you before? What's sort of your journey?
I was at Maynard's Market and Kitchen directly across from Hotel Congress. So
that's right. So you guys know each other.
Well, yeah, actually.
Right? So Maynard's has seen some changes, actually. Adam Buzzolini, believe that he's moved on, and there's a brand new chef over there at Maynard's, and we're excited to be meeting him. Maynard's is a great restaurant, one of our favorites, in fact.
Yeah,
but,
awesome.
Someone called from the foothills and said, Brandon, it's time to come. And up you went. So congratulations, taking over the chef spot at the Flying V. For any of our listeners that have actually never been at the Flying V, and I can't imagine, Val Vineyard, that there
That'd
would
be ridiculous.
That
and
would
it's
be
at 7000 North Resort Drive. So
been around for
And the phone number
years.
Is
299-299-2020.
Perfect vision.
Sorry.
That's exactly right. But anyway, talk a little bit about the menu that you have over the Flying V. I think it's one of the greatest in the community.
Yeah, we're trying to use locally sourced products and, kind of stick to the roots of Southwestern cuisine and, add some Ventana barbecue flair and, just kind of mix it up. And, we run daily specials and it's just it's a really fun place to go and eat and have a special occasion. And, of course, the patio is just amazing. So
I think it's one of the great patios in all of the Southwest, frankly. And as a matter of fact, I had some family in from out of town about 2 weeks ago and, took them up to the V, as we say, and sat outside. And they brought out the cart, the table where they prepared guacamole tableside. We're going to be talking a little bit about that because I see you brought in some of the ingredients for our own guacamole. But I know that you sort of change the menu seasonally, whatever happens to be in season, whatever's fresh, whatever's fun. You like to rotate around the menu. But there's one thing, Brandon Cathy, on the menu that I really hope. Taking a look at the menu right here to make sure I don't embarrass him by, please tell me that you still have the ribs on the menu.
But the ribs will always be on the menu.
The ribs will always be. Okay, so I'm a rib guy. I'm a Q guy. Yeah. I smoked 15 racks last Saturday at my house. You have, I think, in all sincerity, some of the best ribs in town. Talk a little bit about those ribs. Why do you think they're so killer?
I think it's just they're really slow braised. So, I mean, there's traditional, smoking with mesquite and all that, and sometimes to some people that flavor might be a little off-putting, so we just braise them really slowly in their own juice. And
great.
We have this amazing combi oven that we can kind of do it super slow in overnight, and it's just they're amazing ribs. So
fall off the bone.
Exactly.
Totally. So you got these great ribs, really some beautiful, beautifully thought out, starters. I think your calamari is fantastic. We were talking before the show that, there's several places to get a great steak in this community, mm-hmm. Steakhouses and such. But I think the New York, is it still in New York?
Oh, yeah.
I think the New York at Flying V is one of the best in town. As a matter of fact, my public relations agency that I run, we did our Christmas party at the Flying V last year, and everyone ordered the New York, I swear.
Oh, I remember that.
You were there. Yeah, everybody ordered the New York. So talk about this this beautiful steak.
But yeah, I mean, we have a refrigerator dedicated to dry aging. So we basically just fill it with a bunch of rock salt and dry out all the moisture from the steak and then, you know, cut it up. And we kind of switch off from, like, choice to prime depending on, you know, what's coming in. We really pay attention to the meat and, you know, make sure that it's a perfect steak going out every time.
A designated refrigerator for aging.
Right. Yep.
You know, my wife.
How you gotta do it.
Father's Day is coming up, really, really. Of course, we got to get through Mother's Day
yeah,
first.
Yeah. Hi. Tomorrow.
I wonder if my wife would like a refrigerator designated for aging. But anyway, so you've got some great beef. You've got some great pork. Some beautiful ribs. A little something on the menu for perhaps those that like you know, swimming around in the sea over the carnivore pursuits.
Oh yeah. Well, we have one of the best seafood purveyors in the country that flies our fish in all the time. It's Canaloa Seafood. They're amazing. So we get some of the best seafood in the world, and it's always fresh. It's always beautiful. And I've got some ceviche here, and I was going to tell you a little bit about it. I mean, it's the thing about fish is that, you know, it shouldn't really smell at all. When it's fresh, when it's 1 or 2 days, you shouldn't smell it at all.
Right.
So that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on, is having the freshest fish. Even though we're in the desert, we make sure that, you know, we get the best product, and we sell the best fish. So
glad to hear you say that, because, you know, you're right. You know, think about fresh seafood. There's a couple of restaurants in this community that I think just rock the seafood. They do it really, really well. But you're right. You know, you really have to have that standard that you hold high, and I'm sure you do the smell test, you know, and you're working with the purveyors that really have earned the high marks of excellence, and that's what we expect as your patrons. But thank you for going that extra step, you know, to demand the best, because we demand the best from you.
Yeah,
I mean, you're Brandon Cathy, for crying out loud. But anyway, one of the things when I'm looking at the menu that is sort of interesting to me is, you know, this is not a super expensive night out. You know, people thinking, oh, I'm going to go up to Lowe's, or I'm going to go to a resort. I mean, you're not even at the $40 mark for that gorgeous steak. You know, some other steakhouses might charge you a third above that. You know, this is an affordable experience. This is not like a special occasion place to go all the time.
Yeah, we want it to be able so that everyone can enjoy it, not just, you know, not just the patrons of the resort, but, you know, anyone in the surrounding community can come and just have a great steak and, you know, have a great time, the tableside guacamole, and sit outside on the patio. It's an amazing experience.
How many tequilas do you have up there?
Oh, my gosh.
And I lost count. Last time I was sitting up at the bar,
I think Rock's got about 100 tequilas.
100
right now.
Tequilas. Yeah. All right, I think I made it to 30
pending.
Before they told
maybe
me, Mr.
Plus.
Russell, you're going to have to leave.
Yeah, it's a lot of tequilas I've never seen before in my life, and yeah, he's got them. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so you got everything from sort of the novice, and there are no tequila novices that would dare listen to this show, just so you know, all the way up to the seasoned palate, not the befuddled palate of Val Vineyard, but the seasoned palate. There's some great agave that you actually have sourced up there at the Flying V. So you got a couple of events coming up. Before we dive into the goodies that you have brought us, one of the things that I love about what you and Executive Chef Ken Harvey, who is probably the most physical fit chef in all of the Americas.
Yeah, Ken Harvey's running an Ironman in Boulder in August.
An Ironman in Boulder. I don't know how he does it. I mean, he's just, you know, you got to follow Ken Harv on Instagram and see all the pictures of each and every rippling muscle in the man's body. But anyway, you guys partner with some local breweries here, and you guys do some killer barbecue and beer dinners. I think you got one coming up, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Dragoon Brewery.
Awesome.
I mean, it's my favorite beer in Tucson. I mean, I'm a little biased because, you know, they always come to the hotel, and we always get to try all the new stuff that they have. And,
right.
You know, for the last beer menu, they actually made a beer specifically for us with kumquats, and it was amazing.
Oh, I heard about that.
It was amazing. So, you know, the guys at Dragoon do an amazing job, and they come there and they bring the best beers, and we just try and marry the food with the beer, you know, not the other way around. So.
And that might be fun, just to sort of sit down with Tristan or whomever from Dragoon and say, okay, these are the beers that they're going to be pulling out. You know, let's think creatively about how we pair the flavors of the food with the flavors of the beer. That must be a lot of fun.
They actually do that. Ken does that at the Flying V with Tristan. So
okay,
they
he's going to need a wingman.
They have a whole. I bring them out like a whole palette, you know, with pink peppercorns and cinnamon and all that stuff. And
they
taste the beer and taste ingredients and come up with, you know, whatever it is that they think is going to be the greatest.
So. And where do you do that on property? Where do you do the
right
dinner?
Right there on the patio.
Right there?
No. The beer dinner is actually in the center courtyard.
It's center courtyard.
By
okay.
By the pool grill and all that stuff. So.
And do people need to make reservations for that then in advance?
I mean, I would. It fills up real quick. So.
And what's the date of that event?
I think next week. It's next Saturday.
Sometime next week,
Saturday.
I think you might be right. And the number to call, Valerie, to make reservations?
299-2020.
299-2020 to make your reservation for this beer, this sort of beer barbecue pairing dinner that you're doing with Dragoon. Anytime you and Chef Ken Harvey get together, and you know, just it's a life sort of changing moment. And there's also a couple of sort of cooking classes that you and Ken have up your sleeve as we get into the summer months, right? I mean, they're like summer desert cooking class or something like
that? Yeah, the desert cooking series. We did it last year. It was a huge hit. So we wanted to kind of do it again, bigger and better, and get more people in. And, you know, it's really, really fun. We actually use local ingredients like barrel cactus fruit.
Oh, my goodness.
Saguaro cactus fruit and prickly pear. And we try and do, you know, the things that not a lot of people know about, you know, that, you know, it's really kind of indigenous to Tucson. So
just the barrel cactus and saguaro cactus fruits.
I wouldn't want to harvest those.
Yeah. Well, actually, Ken goes out on the reservation, the Tohono O'odham.
He runs out there.
And then yes. He hops on his bicycle.
And he has a pack. He loads up a pack.
He actually spends. He spends the night with the Indians.
I bet he does.
They knock the saguaro fruit off of it, and they make this syrup, the saguaro syrup. And he went there last year, and it almost killed him because it was so hot. And he wasn't acclimated to such an extreme temperature. So
that's
this unbelievable. Year, I think he's going to be a little bit more prepared.
And, you know, when you think about, and let's just be honest, when you think about sort of big corporate resort brands, these are the steps that so few of them make, because there's the corporate playbook. Here's the recipe book from New York or wherever, or from L.A., and here's what you got to follow. But Lowe's actually says, let's appreciate the locality, the seasonality of these wonderful native fruits, native seeds, native spices, and let's use them. This doesn't have to be approved by some guy sitting behind a desk at New York.
Yeah, we definitely get kind of free range to do, you know, that type of thing. And it's really a big deal, you know, because, you know, everyone loves where they're from in Tucson, and we get to use ingredients from everywhere. So it's,
and that's why we're here. We're talking to Chef Brandon Cathy from the Flying V Bar and Grill up at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. My guess is that Lowe's has got a killer Mother's. I shouldn't probably say killer Mother's Day. I don't know what I'm saying. Wow. A beautiful, majestic Mother's Day planned tomorrow. I can't imagine that you've got any reservations, but you've got you know, an amazing brunch experience over there tomorrow for moms.
Yeah, if you haven't been to the brunch, it's like a regular brunch on steroids. It's our brunch times, you know, 20. It's
wow.
Huge.
Wow.
And everyone loves it. So, you know, we open up the whole quarter of the hotel, and it's really just this free-flowing playground of food. Is the way I would describe it.
I love it. That's the way it should be.
Yeah,
and cool. There's probably a number to call if people want to make reservations for Mother's Day.
I believe it's 299-2020.
That's it.
299-2020. Those who want the funk of downtown, go, I'm sure, the Hotel Congress or the Cup Cafe. Cameron Fisher probably has got something going on tomorrow for brunch.
Oh, absolutely. Cup Cafe has a wonderful brunch every year for Mother's Day.
Perfect. All right, so moms are going to be happy no matter what part of town they're on. Okay, so the time has come. You know, we have shown remarkable restraint, Chef, over the last 20 minutes while you have quite literally been whipping up a bowl of guacamole. So we're going to taste this now for ourselves. Is this the sort of tableside experience that your guests receive when they come into the Flying V?
This is exactly the guacamole to spec. So it's we do our regular ingredients, you know, it's, you know, red onion and heirloom tomato and cilantro, lime juice, salt, all that stuff. And then we always have one extra ingredient. And I brought pomegranate. Sometimes it's pineapple. Sometimes it's bacon. Sometimes it's cotija cheese. Like, it changes a lot. So it's
pomegranate.
Yeah,
pomegranate. In the guacamole.
In the guacamole.
And they wheel this out on the big card, and they ask you what your spice factor is. They walk through all the ingredients to make sure there's no allergies. It's very beautifully put together. But this is guacamole.
Yes.
All right, I'm going in.
This is the traditional guacamole, and They've been serving this guacamole for a really long time there, so it's fun to kind of play around with it and mix different ingredients and see which ones we like. So,
and one of the things that I do first and foremost before I have a taste is I actually have a look. So it has to be as pleasing to the eyes as it is to the palate. And one of the things I love about this guacamole is there's a real texture to it. So it's not one of these frappéed, you know, guacamoles that you might find
like a guacamole bisque,
exactly. There's some texture. You want to see the chunk of avocado. You don't want to just sort of imagine what it might look like before it hit puree. Beautiful chunks of onion, of pomegranate, of avocado. This is beautiful, so I'm going in. And this is live radio. Talk about these chips, too, because this does not look like your standard chip.
That's actually a taro root chip. So I brought both of them because I have ceviche over here, too, so... We have the taro root chips for the ceviche, and it's like this this plant root that, you know, it's Southeast Asia. They slice it up and fry it, and then the tortilla chips, which we fry in house. So,
Valerie, a former restaurant critic for the Arizona Daily Star, let me hear your thoughts on this guacamole.
I've never had guacamole with pomegranate, and the little bursts of sweet heaven mix well with the you know, the chunky avocado and the crisp green onion and the tasty tomatoes.
Oh.
That part was lame.
You know what? She's absolutely right. The sweetness comes through. You know, the yeah. bursting sweets of heaven. I think they're playing at the Rialto tonight. I just don't think I'm all right. Anyway, okay, so we got two more minutes. Great guacamole. Order at tableside at the Flying V Bar and Grill. This is what I think this is what whomever invented guacamole, this is what they had in mind because I think is one of the best. Talk about the ceviche.
Okay, so ceviche is our Corvina sea bass, which we get from Baja, California. We get it, you know, flown in to Phoenix, and then they, in 5 o'clock in the morning, they bring it down to the Flying V. So we get it really, really fresh, and I think that's the key to ceviche. Mm-hmm. It has to be fresh. It has to be, you know, done right there, a la minute. So.
Okay, so is there a protocol here? I'm watching Val because she's a pro. I just run my mouth.
No, this,
how do you stir all that up together?
It depends on, yeah, well, I brought more than the bowl could handle, so it's kind of coming out over the bowl. No, it's just really, really simple. I went down to Puerto Vallarta over last summer, and I did like a tequila tour of Guadalajara and then went to the beach, and I had ceviche there, and it was the most amazing ceviche I've ever had in my life. So I just really kind of tried to take some of that with it, and all it was just fresh fish, lime juice, onion, cucumber, and chili. So
you don't have to overthink it.
Yeah, it's all it is, and it's
simple freshness. A little cilantro in there to give it a little bit of that earthiness.
Yeah, a little bit.
The fish is just beautiful. It's fresh.
Right. I think this is a good if you don't like sushi because you don't like the raw fish thing. The lime juice is what cooks the fish, but you're kind of still have a little bit of a raw sort of flavoring, which is great. And I think like this was my my stepping stone to liking sushi.
What a great, yeah, that's absolutely right.
It's the gateway food.
Yeah, it is. My gateway. Yeah.
It's a gateway. Now, Cameron Fisher, what cocktail would you suggest would pair beautifully with this beautifully fresh, screaming fresh, ice-cold ceviche?
Well, I'd have to try it first. But...
I guess you would have to try it, which means we have to move the food away from me.
Let's see.
What a traumatic experience this is for me. So he's going to take a bite, and we also, this is a good time to remind our listeners that Chef Brandon Caffey is going to be giving you the opportunity to come see him and do his work on him at the Flying V. You're going to get a gift certificate to experience the Flying V for yourself if you're the first person to call in with the right answer to our trivia question. And before we do that, I'm going to ask Cameron, what's a great cocktail or perhaps a great craft beer or a great glass of wine to go with the ceviche?
The ceviche is unbelievable. As far as a cocktail goes, I think margarita is, I mean, I hate to cop out, but
it's not
margarita.
A cop-out.
Fresh made by me, my fresh lime agave would be outstanding.
Perfect.
I'm sitting on a beach right now eating.
It's exactly where I am. And as Zach Brown would say, and my only care in the world is whether or not the tide is going to reach my chair. that's all I care about. Anyway, so let's see if we can get the phone ringing here today. So what's a fun question, Brandon Caffey, to ask our listeners to see if they know the answer to the question for a gift card for the Flying V?
Okay, so I was thinking about it, and Not a lot of people know that the Caesar salad is actually kind of a local salad. So I wanted to ask everyone if they knew where the Caesar salad came from, where it originated from.
Oh, great question. And, you know, a little bit of a hint because, you know, the first 50 callers are going to say
Rome.
Rome, right. The Caesar salad did not originate from Rome. The Caesar salad actually originated somewhere much closer to where we actually are sitting right now. We want to know the answer. Where did the Caesar salad originate from? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the KNST headquarters with fresh Corvina sea bass dripping down my chin. Because this is real ceviche that Chef Brandon Caffey has made the gifted and credentialed hands of Chef Brandon Caffey up at the Flying V Bar and Grill at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. Unbelievable, fresh, bright ceviche flavors with this wonderful, creamy guacamole that is prepared tableside with the pop of these pomegranate seeds. I mean, the innovations never end at the Flying V. Always a pleasure to see you, my friend. So the minute that we went to a commercial, the phone lines just lit up. I mean, you should have seen Sydney, you know, answering all the phones. She's getting tangled in the cord. I mean, people just want to get a gift certificate to experience Flying V for themselves. So we're going to go right to caller one and see if Joe knows the answer to the question. Hey, Joe, where did the Caesar salad originate from?
My best guess would be Caesar's Palace.
Caesar's Palace, he says, Chef.
No, that's wrong.
It's wrong, Joe. Oh, but
well,
such a good guess.
And you let him down.
It was a good guess indeed. But anyway, thanks so much for calling and thanks so much for listening. That opens up a line at 880-5678. 880-KNST to find out where did the Caesar salad originate from. It's not Rome, and it's not, what did he say,
Caesar's Palace
in Las Vegas. We're going to see if Michael knows the answer to the question. Hey, Michael. Where did the Caesar salad originate from?
It's from San Diego.
San Diego, he says. Chef?
Well, it's close enough. Yeah, Tijuana, San Diego.
You going to give it to him?
Yeah, that's good.
Michael, congratulations. Good. Way to go. All right, so, Michael, now, I would not have guessed that the Caesar salad originated from San Diego. Where in the world did you guess San Diego? Is it just a complete shot in the dark?
No. I remember a bunch of random facts, the things that, you know, America invented. Gave the cuisine in the world. The martini is probably the best one, but Caesar salad is probably a close second.
Okay, well, I mean, unbelievable. You got it. So listen, when you get your gift card, I want you to go up there and ask for Brandon Cathy by name, because it's going to be his privilege to welcome you into his house, because you're going to have a great culinary and cocktail experience at the Flying V. So don't go away, because Sydney's going to get all your information. We're going to mail that gift card to you in the mail.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Michael Awesome. Nailed it with San Diego.
Yeah,
now, so it's within a stone's throw of Tijuana.
Well, yeah, the guy who invented it, he was an Italian immigrant who worked in Mexico and San Diego, and I guess it was during the Prohibition age, so he made more money in Tijuana, and so he kind of went back and forth between the states and Mexico, and he came up with a Caesar salad with a bunch of ingredients that were left over after a busy night and whipped it up and... Everyone loved it, so that's
absolutely.
Where he goes.
I love a good Caesar, and I'm an anchovy guy. I'm one of the few, you know, who actually enjoys a good anchovy. Like,
if
I can't
ground up, it's fantastic.
Can't have a pizza. I guess so. I actually like to eat them right out of the can.
I bet you do.
The fancy ones,
right? So you know, I ask all of our chefs who are sitting in that chair, each and every week, if there's one food item that is in your refrigerator, you're going to throw everything out and you're going to bring it all down to one thing. What is the one thing that Chef Brandon Cathy at his home cannot live without?
That's easy. It's Nutella.
Nutella, he says.
It's an easy one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to have Nutella.
I mean,
are you Australian?
No. No, I think that's Vegemite.
Oh,
that's right.
English. It's a big
close cousin. You know, over at Zinburger, they actually have a milkshake that they put Nutella and Kit Kats into. Nutella,
I mean,
and Kit Kats.
Amazing.
It's just, it's
anything
amazing.
With Nutella.
And so Nutella goes on everything.
I eat ceviche with Nutella. It
doesn't matter. So we're wrapping up another delicious hour. Thank you so much, Brandon Cathy, for being our guest. Remind all of our listeners exactly where they can find you online and how they can get a hold of you.
At the Flying V Bar and Grill at Lowe's Ventana Canyon, and I'll be there all the time, so
great.
Just come down, say hi.
Flying V, and check him out, Flying V, online. You can Google him, you can find him, you can read the chef's bio, find out what kind of things he likes. Can't wait to see you up there on that patio, man. It's always a lot of fun.
Of course.
And from the Hotel Congress, the Honorable Cameron Fisher now is in the house with his award-winning Mañana Roja. Your life is never going to be the same.
Never.
Make sure everybody knows exactly where the Hotel Congress is.
Hotel Congress is at 311 East Congress Street in beautiful downtown Tucson, Arizona. I personally work in the lobby bar Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And you can always reach us at 622-8848.
622-8848. Yes, go see Cameron Fisher in the lobby bar. Ask for a Mañana Roja. Hopefully there's some shrub in the house for him to execute. Anyway, he's making a lot of people happy downtown. And Val Vineyard, our celebrity co-host, the hour goes by way too fast.
I know. I can't wait to come again.
But we've got some great guacamole and ceviche to keep us busy.
Fantastic.
In the meantime. If you missed any part of the show, the entire show, fellow foodies, is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Valerie Vineyard and Cameron Fisher and Brandon Cathy reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers. Nice job, guys. Have a great weekend.